Hi, my name is Lauren Gambetta, and I am 20 years old. I'm from Thousand Oaks, California. Thousand Oaks is a small suburb about 40 minutes north of Los Angeles. I have lived there for almost 13 years now with my parents and two younger brothers. One thing that most people don't know about me is my mom is Japanese and my dad is Swiss Italian. So being the oldest child in my family, I was the first kid to go through the whole college experience. I have always loved science, so choosing biology as my major was a pretty obvious decision. But deciding which college to attend was not as difficult as I thought it would be. First of all, I wanted to go to a college in California, because I've lived here all my life. And SDSU was a good distance away from Thousand Oaks, so my parents wouldn't be able to just randomly show up at my apartment. So that's kind of nice. Also, I like the fact that SDSU is a big school, so that means there's a lot of students. So I like this because I saw it as an opportunity to meet more people. And lastly, I'm a Cali girl, so I love the beach, and San Diego has nice sunny weather and a lot of stuff to do. So I applied to SDSU, and I got accepted, and I have really enjoyed being a student here. My freshman year, I lived in the dorms. I lived in Zura. And at first, I was really hesitant about sharing a room for the first time in my life with someone that I had never met before. But in the end, it turned out fine. I had a lot of fun, and I got to meet a bunch of people. And I have no regrets about doing it. And moving out and going off to college was a big change for not only me, but for my parents and my family as well. So I think by living in the dorms, I was able to make that transition from living at home with my parents to basically living on my own at college a bit more manageable. Also, this is where I met Renee. She's one of my group members. She lived two doors down from me, and we used to do homework, like math homework together, and we would study for our chem tests together, and that kind of helped me get through some of my classes. I can't imagine going through college without getting to know your peers. For my very first chem lab, I had to work with my fellow students, and that's actually how I got to meet Dia, who's also another group member of mine. So whether it was working in groups, like our physics class, or just getting together with someone to study for a test, I think that you're able to learn better when you have to teach someone else what you are learning. I'm taking physics because it's a required course for my major. I had never taken a physics class before college. Like, I didn't take one in high school, so summer school, like 2 summers ago, I took the first half of physics, and it was hard. It was difficult for me to get used to all these different problem solvings and concepts that I'd never seen before. So knowing that I would probably struggle during the second half, I was really happy that we had the option to take this class with groups. So even though physics isn't my strongest subject, I realized that it's important not only in just getting my college degree, but it's also a really important aspect of my everyday life. It has helped me understand how and why things work and happen the way they do. Physics has also helped me learn to approach problem solving in different ways. And it has also helped me understand that, or things that I have learned in my other classes. So I think it's pretty cool that, parts of physics can tie in with my bio class and my statistics class. And lastly, I think that by going to college, I will not only have a better opportunity of getting a nice job, but it has also taught me to become more of a critical thinker. Instead of just accepting the things as they are, I've learned to question them. And instead of just taking things as, you know, the right answer, I've learned to question things and try to find it, you know, through what I've learned.